Welcome to The Spotter, a weekly podcast dedicated to the everyday challenges facing today's ministry leaders. It is necessary to stay close to someone who will challenge you to grow, do more, reach higher, and dream bigger. You should never allow yourself to be the strongest person in the room. You need a spotter. Here's your host, Jeff Wolf.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining me for the podcast today. Hope you're doing well. I want to share something with you out of God's Word to encourage you. I was reading Romans 8:28 today, and it captured my attention. And I want to share a few thoughts with you out of this. We have experienced a range of emotions in 2020, from confusion to fear to anxiety to stress to despair. All of these things as a result of our world, our lives, our churches, our worship, every facet of who we are has been turned upside down. Everything we thought we knew about life has been flipped over. The tables have been turned. Normal is gone, at least for the time being. And we're in a fight. We're in not a political fight or a fight with civil unrest and the things that are going on in the country and around the world. Those are fights. But as believers, we're in a spiritual attack. And I think we can't look at what's going on right now without taking into consideration and remembering that there is an all-out war going on between righteousness and evil, between God and the adversary, that we are the people of God and we are being attacked by the enemy in these last days. In the last days, Paul said perilous times would come, and we are in those days. And so as we navigate this, we are experiencing a range of emotions. It's difficult to stay away from bad news. It's difficult to distance yourself from the negativity. But I want to encourage you to zoom out for a few moments with me today. When I was a kid, I was never really good at puzzles because I get fixated on one piece, and because I don't have a creative mind, I can't see where the piece goes. I can lay all the pieces out on the table, and no matter how hard I look, how much I try, I have a difficult time trying to figure out how all of these individual, different shaped, different colored pieces make a beautiful picture. And that's kind of how many people feel right now. You don't know how all of the shapes and sizes of the pieces of the puzzle of your life fit together right now. Just nothing is making sense. Nothing is making sense. And it's difficult. It's confusing. It's discouraging. So I want you to take a moment and I want you to zoom out. Not zoom out in terms of distance. We've already distanced ourselves from everyone. But I want you to distance yourself from the picture. Zoom out in terms of a time frame and see all things. Zoom out from 1 minute or 1 hour or 1 day or 1 week or 1 month. Zoom out from 1 year and see the bigger picture. Life is kind of like a puzzle. When I read Romans 8:28, I see a puzzle. Listen to what Paul says, the New King James Version, Romans 8:28. For we know that all things, say that with me, all things, all the puzzle pieces work together or fit together. You see the puzzle now? For good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I don't know why it struck me this way, but when I read Romans 8:28 this morning, I saw a puzzle. I saw this puzzle of life with all of the pieces, all of the seasons, all of the events, all of the good times and the bad times and the seasons of plenty and the seasons of lack and the seasons of sowing and seasons of reaping. I see all of the pieces laid out before me. And I hear Paul saying, we know that all of the pieces will fit together for good for those who are called according to God's purpose. It's hard to see that until you zoom out. You may be wondering, how can what's going on right now in my life, maybe you've lost your job, maybe you are struggling financially, you've exhausted all means, maybe you have not been able to get any support or assistance, maybe you don't know where the next meal is coming from. And you might ask yourself, how can this piece fit anywhere in the puzzle or the plan of God's will for my life? Sometimes God's plan for us feels like a puzzle, because we don't know what the big picture is. Or perhaps we've seen the big picture, but as God begins to give us pieces to the puzzle, we don't know how they fit together to make this picture that God has given us. That's what a vision is, by the way. When I was 16 years old, the Lord gave me a vision for ministry. He showed me, when I was 16, standing in the auditorium of World Harvest Church in Columbus, Ohio, in the overflow at the very top, while R.W. Schambach was preaching during Dominion Camp Meeting in 1992. I was 16 years old, so now you know how old I am if you can do the math. He showed me a vision of what he would do in my life in ministry, and I've never forgotten that. He showed me the puzzle box, if you will, that had the picture on the front of it. And ever since then, God's been giving me pieces to the puzzle. Pieces. Revealing pieces of the puzzle. And it's amazing how that when you break down a puzzle, you can look at the box and it's such a beautiful picture. But when you begin to pull out the pieces and lay them out, nothing that you see resembles what God showed you. Think about your life and everything that has happened along the way, from point A to point Z. And if you look at things in terms of the pieces of the puzzle, every failure, every bad day, every tragedy, every triumph, every success, every disappointment, everything that's happened in your life, good or bad, when you focus on everything as only a piece and you fixate on it, you may ask yourself, Lord, how does this fit into the plan that you showed me? How does this fit into the puzzle box picture that I saw? How can you make this happen? Yes, his word says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to those who love God, that are the called according to his purpose. Now, a lot of people read this, and you know, sometimes we take scripture out of context. Or sometimes we read it, but we don't really read it. And we misunderstand. And such a familiar passage like this one, sometimes we quote this, or we quote portions of it, and we do so out of context. And it doesn't mean as much. You may hear somebody quote Romans 8:28 and say, well, you know, the Bible says that all things work for good for those that love him. We're leaving parts of it out. We're leaving parts of it out. And when you leave parts like that out and you quote it like that, The message that is portrayed or assumed is that everything that happens to us will be good. But that's not what God said. And if you expect for everything that happens to you to be good as a measuring stick for how faithful God is to you, then you have taken his word out of context and you don't understand how powerful he really is, because when something bad happens to you, all of a sudden you're saying, well, God, where are you? Where did you go? He hasn't gone anywhere. But he can take that bad thing and he can cause that piece of the puzzle to fit exactly where it is. And when you zoom out and you look at the whole picture, when that day comes, you will see how that bad day, that ugly piece of the puzzle, fits perfectly in the plan of God, because all things work together. All of the puzzle pieces fit together for good. All things aren't good, but all things fit together or work together for the good that God has planned for you. So don't get discouraged. Just zoom out. Listen to this. Listen to this. In Romans 8:28, the two words work together are translated from one Greek word. It is synergeo. It means to work together or cooperate with. Think about this. To cooperate with. All things, good or bad, cooperate with the plan of God for those who love them that are called according to his purpose. I want to take you to 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 out of the Message Bible. Listen to what Paul said to the Corinthians. By the way, the King James Version of 2 Corinthians 10, 5 says, "For we cast down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." That's the King James Version. Paul is speaking of bringing our thoughts into subjection to the Lord. Not to let our thoughts run away with us. Not to let our thoughts become negative and the enemy to insert negative thoughts into our mind to the place where we have dwelt upon them and we have obsessed over them and they have overtaken our thoughts. Paul said, bring them into subjection to the obedience of Christ. Now, listen to what the Message Bible translation says. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies. My Lord, I can think of some warped philosophies that God's people have that need to be smashed right now. Some of you got some warped philosophies and they didn't come from revelation of the word. They didn't come from the pulpit. They came from these thoughts that the enemy, you've allowed the enemy to place thoughts and the seed of belief in your head that is not found on scripture, but is found upon the lie of the enemy. And they have become warped philosophies. And you need to use your powerful God tools, the word of God, to smash warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God. My, this is good stuff. Listen now, fitting every loose thought. Sounds like a puzzle to me. Fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse. Every loose thought, every loose emotion, every loose impulse. You need to stop letting your thoughts, emotions, and impulses loose. Come on now. Stop letting your thoughts, emotions, and impulses loose and fit them into the structure of a life shaped by Christ. My goodness. I'm telling you, if you will look at 2 Corinthians 10:5, like the pieces of the puzzle, that sometimes your loose thoughts and emotions and impulses need to be fit into the puzzle. You may say, well, how can what the enemy is trying to put in my mind fit in the puzzle? You are renewed. Your mind is renewed by the Word of God. So those loose thoughts and those loose impulses and those loose emotions that Paul was talking about need to be transformed until they fit into a life shaped by Christ. In other words, if the pieces that the enemy is giving you don't fit, apply the Word to them. Transform your thoughts until they conform to the thoughts of God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Make your thoughts cooperate with the mind of God in you. If your thoughts are going against the truth of God, tear down that thought and transform it and let God rule your thoughts. Smash your warped philosophies with the Word of God and bring them into subjection. Make them fit into the God-shaped life. Make your thoughts behave. Somebody put that in the comments under this video. Make your thoughts behave. Are you listening to me? So when Romans 8:28 talks about all things working together, that means good things, bad things, indifferent things. God said, I will make them cooperate together for my plan in your life. It doesn't stop there. Let's go on. The word used for good in Romans 8:28, the original Greek translation, the word is agathos. It means intrinsically good, good in nature. Listen, good whether it be seen to be so or not. This is what I love about God's word. Paul is telling the Corinthian church that all things work together for good, work together, cooperate together, fit together for good, whether it looks good or not. You've endured a lot of things this year. This year will go down in history. I don't know about you, but I heard somebody say, I wonder if I could take my mother up on the threat to knock me into next year, because I'd like to just skip over the rest of this year and go into next year. 2021, come quickly, right? This year has been such that we have been turned upside down. Our lives have been turned upside down. And there's a lot of things that have happened. There's a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And you're asking yourself, how can anything good come out of this? Now, zoom out, if you will, to other seasons of your life. When you wondered if you were going to make it another day, when you wondered if anything good could ever come of you again, when you wondered in the middle of the valley if you'd ever reach a mountaintop again, when you wondered if you would ever see God work in your life, zoom out now and in retrospect, look back over your shoulder and see how God used it for good. It wasn't a good thing. It was a bad thing. Perhaps it was a tragic thing. Perhaps it was a mistake. It doesn't fit in the plan of God until it cooperates with what God is doing in your life. And see now, as you look in retrospect, how God took that piece of the puzzle. Oh, hallelujah. He took that piece of the puzzle, that piece that wasn't good, that piece was ugly, that piece was jagged, that piece had no particular use by itself. But when placed in the perfect plan of God, meaning God knew it all along, and so he incorporated into his plan, and see how that one bad day, that one thing that was not good, worked together, fit together for the good whether it looked good or not, for the good that God is doing in your life. Romans 8:28 doesn't mean that nothing bad will ever happen and that all things will be good. It means that whether good or bad, whether it looks good or it doesn't look good, I am going to work together. I'm going to make it work together, fit together, cooperate with me. How many of you know that the Creator can cause the creation and everything in it to cooperate with His plan? My Lord, good, whether it looks good or not, it's good, whether it looks good to you or not. I'm telling you that losing that job wasn't good, but thank you, Lord, that it caused me to look for another open door. It didn't look good at the time, but it is good because it opened the door. Thank you, Lord, for that change that you made in my life, in that relationship perhaps, in which it was a bad relationship, but it was good that I went through the separation. It's good that I got away from certain people because it opened the door unto new relationships and new opportunities. Those things that look like they are bad, God says, had I not allowed you to go through that bad season, you would not know the height of the mountain. Had I not allowed you to go into the furnace and be tried by fire, you wouldn't know what I had delivered you from. My Lord. Now let's go on. All things work together, fit together, cooperate together for good, whether it looks good or it doesn't look good, to those who love God, to those who are the called, the chosen, the summoned, according to His purpose. His purpose is the puzzle. His purpose can only be seen when you zoom out and look at the front of the box. His purpose is the big picture. His purpose includes every step. For the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. All things work together, cooperate together, fit together. For the good, whether it looks good or it looks bad. To those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. The word purpose is prothesis. It means a setting forth, a proposal. Or more specifically, it is referring to, believe it or not, the table of showbread in Exodus 25 in the Old Testament. It is the same word that is used, prothesis. God said, I have set forth my plan, my proposal. I've put it out there. I've laid it out for you. And everything, every piece, every season, I will cause to fit together, work together, cooperate with for good, whether it looks good or not, into my plan, my purpose, and my proposal for your life. No bad day is going to disqualify you from fulfilling your purpose. No mistake is going to mess up the journey to reach your purpose. No disappointment is ever going to derail the train from leaving the station. You are going to fulfill the purpose of God no matter how many times you step back, as long as you keep stepping forward. Now, I began to look at this and I got a little confused until I read into it. Exodus 25 talks about the table of showbread, the presence bread in the tabernacle. It is one of the many pieces of furniture in the tabernacle. The tabernacle is a beautiful study. If you haven't ever studied the furniture of the tabernacle, the layout of the tabernacle, the dimensions of the tabernacle, all of those things, it's a powerful study. If you have, go back and and refresh yourself in that word. But one of the pieces of furniture in the temple is the table of showbread. Upon it were 12 loaves of unleavened bread, one for each of the tribes of Israel. When the priest would step in to the tabernacle, it was going to be on his right-hand side. That bread was baked fresh and laid upon the table of showbread, not to be consumed until the Sabbath. And on the Sabbath day, another batch of fresh bread would be baked. It would be placed on the table of showbread, and then the priest could eat the bread that had been taken off the table as a sacrifice unto the Lord. And the Bible said in Exodus 25 that that bread would always, or shall always, be before the Lord. The word prothesis is used in Exodus 25, the same word used in Romans 8:28, the same word Paul used to describe the purpose of God, is used in Exodus 25 to describe the showbread. The showbread is there to remind the people of God of His provision, His sustenance, His power to sustain them. Of course, without getting into a lot of time and a lot of study, it is a picture and a prophetic foreshadowing of Jesus Christ, who is the plan of God. What is God's purpose? What is Jesus' purpose? He said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's God's purpose. Jesus was the embodiment of that purpose. Are you still with me? So when Paul says that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose, he's talking to everyone who has accepted the purpose and the plan of God in Jesus Christ. The showbread in Exodus 25 on the table of showbread in the tabernacle was a prophetic foreshadowing of the purpose of God in Christ to save humanity, to seek and to save that which was lost. God's purpose was ever before them. Now, the reason I point that out is to remind you of something that I shared with you several weeks ago out of 1 Samuel 21. Do you remember when David was absent from the king's table for a couple of days? He did so to find out what Saul's reaction was going to be. And he said to Jonathan, I'm going to be absent from the table. And so, fast forwarding through that story, Jonathan comes out and shoots the arrow beyond the lad. And so David takes that as the sign and he flees. And when he flees, he goes to the temple. He takes refuge in the temple. And he is hungry. And according to 1 Samuel chapter 21, David asks the priest for bread, and the priest gives him the showbread that had just been taken off of the table of showbread, the presence bread. There's been a new loaf, a new batch of loaves of showbread laid on the table on the Sabbath. The priest has taken the old bread off and is going to consume it. Only the priest can eat that bread. And he gave that bread to David. Later on in the New Testament, when Jesus was walking through a grain field and the disciples began to pick the grain and eat it, the Pharisees stopped Jesus and said, look what is happening. The disciples are breaking the Sabbath law. Jesus points back to 1 Samuel 21 and said, remember when David ate the holy bread? He said, I am greater than David. But I want to show you this picture. David, a man after God's own heart, running from the king who is trying to kill him. And he comes to the temple and eats the showbread. Let me say it like this. When David was running, when David was in fear for his life, when David was the farthest he could ever be from being king of Israel, he was devouring and consuming the purpose of God. It doesn't matter where you are in your puzzle. It doesn't matter which piece you're working on right now. God has said to you, I am going to allow you to consume my purpose. Stick my word in your mouth. Put my bread in your mouth, whether it's a good day or a bad day. All things, every peace, every experience, every day, all things work together, fit together, cooperate for good, whether it looks good or it doesn't look good, for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. No matter what day you're going through, whether it's a good day or a bad day, whether you are discouraged or encouraged, whether you are experiencing plenty or you are going through a season of lack, I'm going to let you eat my purpose. And my purpose, as long as you eat it and you digest it, will cause every thought to come into obedience to Christ, will demolish all of these wild philosophies that will bring every emotion, every thought, every impulse into the shape of a Christ-centered life because you love me. Puzzle pieces. I said all that to tell you this. It doesn't matter what piece of the puzzle you're trying to fit or you're looking at. Zoom out and know that every puzzle piece fits in your puzzle. Every piece fits in your puzzle. It may be ugly. It may have sharp edges. That may have been an experience that you thought destroyed your life. But God is going to transform it and use it for His glory. He's going to transform it by His word so that it fits in the puzzle perfectly. And you'll look back and say, thank you, Lord, for the dry and barren season. For it taught me something. It prepared me for rain. It prepared me for new life. Every bad thing, God will make it cooperate with His plan in your life as long as you love Him and you answer the call to His purpose. Everything that happens in your life, God can use it to form you and make you and mold you. One more time, I want you to hear it. And then I'm going to close and pray for you. We know that all things, good things, bad things, and different things, work together, fit together, cooperate together for good. It may not look like it's good, but it's good. Good, whether it appears to be or not, for those who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. All things. Zoom out today and be encouraged. Father, thank You for Your word. I pray that every person who listens will feel the fire of Your word welling up on the inside of them. Do a new thing, Father, and encourage them even on the bad days, even in the seasons that can't possibly be good. Father, help us to zoom out and see in the past that You have taken every negative season and You have turned it and conformed it and trimmed it and transformed it until it was made to fit in Your plan. All things work together, fit together, cooperate together for good. For those who love You and those that are called according to Your purpose, Your plan, Your proposal. Thank You, Father. Hope you have a great day today. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. Subscribe to The Spotter on any major podcast provider. Visit us at jeffwolf.org for more information, and follow Jeff Wolf on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. To receive a copy of Jeff's newest project, absolutely free, 10 Reasons Why Pastors Are in Danger, text the word RESTORED to 31996. Message and data rates may apply. Remember to join us next week. Be blessed.